thoughts on tonight's game?
I thought overall, you know, we did some good things. Disappointed that I thought we played really well in the second period. The first period we got off to a slow start. I thought second period we played really well, and then you know we get a lead, we're up 2-1. You know, we end up turning a puck over. You know, end up putting them on the power play. You know, and obviously they score a power play goal and tie it up. It was disappointing to finish the period that way when I thought we had a really good period up to that point. So again, a little bit of shooting ourselves in the foot again with mistakes at this time of year can't happen. I thought our goaltender was really good. They, you know, no surprises from how they play. They funnel everything to the net. They get to the net. They do a really good job defensively. They're in your face. You can't be stubborn. You have to play behind them. And we did it at times, but we got away from it at times as well. So, you know, we got another opportunity tomorrow night.
How have you felt about the performance of the PK unit over this last stretch of games?
It's been fine. I think the PK's been okay. We've given up a few more goals, and we had a better stretch there for a while. But still, I think the structure's good. You know, we pressured on that one, and they ended up making a play. Sometimes when you're aggressive on the kill, you're going to give up some chances like that. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't keep that one out of the net, but that's part of having an aggressive penalty kill. You're going to give something up once in a while.
Talked about wanting to score grittier goals this weekend. Just what did you like about, you know, Zavnay, Stevens, and even Jack Harvey, Jack Hughes' efforts on those goals?
Yeah, that was what we talked about, you know, playing behind them, you know, win a puck on the forecheck, get it to the slot. That's what happened. Sam Stevens, nice finish on that one. Zabinet was the shorthanded goal. You know, I'd like to see us create a little bit more than one even strength goal. I do think we had the right mindset. We were. It's hard to get inside against them. I give them credit. They're very well coached, very good defensive team. I thought the effort was there to try to get inside, but we still, you know, we got to bear down even more.
With regards to overtime, what's behind the strategy of, is it like a player by player situation with sort of drawing out the clock at moments and not necessarily trying to rush to the net? What's the thinking behind that, those kind of moments?
I think 3-on-3, you got to make sure that you're taking a quality shot because you don't want to miss the net and have it rim around and all of a sudden they're on an odd man rush. You got to be smart with the shots you take. You want to possess the puck as long as you can and wait for the right opportunity. And, you know, we had a couple looks, but we couldn't find a way to score.
Power play, do you think of making any personnel changes down the stretch if it still isn't productive, or just keep going with it?
I didn't like it tonight, that's for sure. I think we only had one power play, and we were not in sync in that one. The execution was not very good. It's something we're going to have to look at. We're going to have to look at a bit of everything right now. Maybe find a way to, you know, jumpstart our team again. Obviously, the last 3 weeks, you know, hasn't been great, that's for sure, record-wise. So, you know, we might have to shake some things up here.
Last one, guys. We're all set.
Just what are the main improvements you're looking for tomorrow?
Just playing a simple game, simple direct game. You have to play that way against this team. Like I said, they do a very good job clogging up the neutral zone, not letting you get to their net. You have to play behind them and win your pucks. And, you know, we have to have that mindset tomorrow night.